Good evening and welcome to Soul Healing Journeying. Make yourself comfortable. If you need to move your body and just adjust it to whatever point of comfort that you have. And by the way, anytime during the journey, if you feel uncomfortable, you should always adjust it, adjust your body and make yourself comfortable. Don't be suffering. Find a spot in a ceiling or on a wall and just concentrate on it and stare at that spot really hard. And one way to know that you're staring really hard is the spot you're looking at will start fading on you. And you might be able to see what's behind that spot. You might be able to see the sky, maybe the clouds. Maybe there's a bird flying all the way up there. However you are is perfect. And as you do that, your eyes getting tired and heavier. And you will feel the need to close your eyes and relax. And whenever you're ready, you should close your eyes. And we're going to do a series of deep breath and generate relaxation in your body. And I invite you to take the first deep breath and slowly let go of the air, sending relaxation to your forehead, eyes, face muscle, and your mouth. I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation to your neck and your shoulders, all the way to your arms. For some people, sending relaxation have sensation attached to it, maybe warmth or tingling. However it is for you, it's perfect. I invite you to take another deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation to your chest and your stomach. Feeling relaxed, getting ready to journey. And we're going to take the final deep breath. And as you let go of the air, continue sending relaxation all the way down your legs until you reach your toes. Feeling relaxed, I would like to welcome you to the journey today. And to remind you the commitments of the journey, and we have two of them. The first one, this is a journey of healing and love, and everything you experience in this journey should be interpreted from that energy. And the second commitment is we're going down the steps together, and we're coming back together. So if you agree to the commitment, just raise your right hand. Thank you so much. And before we start the journey, I invite you to go home and pack a small backpack or suitcase for the journey. Notice what you're putting there. When you're done, come meet us at the park, right by the water fountain. And today is a private tour. And when you see me by the water fountain, just raise your right hand so I know you got there. Awesome, beautiful. And it's a beautiful day, and the sun is shining, and the sky is nice and blue. You might see trees and flowers, animals. There might be people you know in the park or not, and it doesn't matter. And we're walking on a path that lead us to an opening where there are 10 steps going down, and next to every step there is a door, and we shall go down very slowly, and as we go down we shall open some of the doors. And I will let you know when we do that. And I invite you to take the first step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as we go down, behind that door, you're going to find a safe space. And a safe space is a place, time, location. It could be a beach, it could be a vacation house, where you felt safe. It could be a bedroom, someone's arms. It could be anything. It could be someone's backyard. Notice what is your safe space, knowing that any time during the journey, for whatever reason, you can always jump into your safe space and stay there until we complete the journey. And if you're having difficulty finding a safe space, use this room as your safe space. Come back to the steps, close the door behind you, and take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. On the next step, as we go down, we're going to open a door and you're going to find yourself in a flower garden where all the flowers you know and don't know exist. Walk around, look for your healing flower. When you find the flower, extract the powder out of the flower and take it in a little pouch with you to the journey. When you're done, walk around and look for a place where you can plant something. Stand there and start generating the energy of love in your body. Notice where in your body it's being generated. And generate a lot of it. Just cover yourself with the energy of love. Take some of that energy and plant it in the ground. We shall be back later to see what will grow there. Come back to the steps and close the door behind you. And take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. The better you feel, the deeper you go. Accessing areas deep inside you. On the next step, as we go down, we shall open the door and you're going to find yourself in the forest where all the birds you know and don't know exist, and we're looking for a journey bird. You can walk around and choose a bird, or walk around and have the bird choose you. However you do it is perfect. And if it's not a bird, that's fine too. Play with the bird and we shall use the bird later in a journey. Head back to the steps and close the door behind you. And take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. On the next step, as we go down, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in the Amazons in Brazil. And there's a path there that will take us to the local village. And as we walk that path, notice if the flowers are trying to communicate with you. If they do so, pay attention to the details of the flower. And continue walking. And when you get to the village, look for the medicine man or woman of that village. And ask them to prepare medicine for you or your loved ones. And also let them know that you would like the ingredients attached to it. So you can create the medicine at home too. We shall be back later to see what he or she created for you. Head back to the steps. Close the door behind you and take another step down. And as you go down, you're going deeper and deeper. On the next step, as we go down, we're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in a beautiful, picture-perfect village where all the artists of the town are spread all over the streets. Walk around and choose an artist that you like. Give them something that belongs to you and ask them to create a piece of art for you. We shall be back later to see what they created for you. Head back to the steps. And take the final step down. And there is a bench right there. And when you're ready to continue, just raise your right hand. Perfect, thank you. Ahead of you, you're going to see a mountain with a forest. Beautiful trees. And we're going to hike to the top of the mountain. And you might have already people or animals waiting to hike with you. Engage in healing and loving conversation. As you hike to the top of the mountain. And if you're hiking alone, just enjoy nature and I will meet you at the top of the mountain. engage in healing and loving conversation. So come meet me at the top of the mountain. Be present to the view when you get there. Find the rock and look at the sun. Let the sun warm your body. While you're standing on a rock. And as your body gets warmer, notice which parts of your body are significantly warmer than the other parts. And it doesn't matter. And as your body gets warmer, you're starting the conversion to a bird. Notice if you are the same bird you chose before. And it doesn't matter. And whenever you're ready, you can jump into the sky and start flying. Enjoy the freedom of being a bird. I invite you to be playful. You can raise the speed of your flight and start heading upward towards the clouds. And as you cross the first layer of clouds, you'll notice the mist and the fogginess in the air. And right above you, you're going to see another layer of clouds. I invite you to cross that too. And right above that, there's a third layer of clouds. Gain some speed and cross that layer too. And there are several layers, up to seven, and you're welcome to cross them if you choose so. And if you see something on a cloud that draws your attention, you're welcome to land and explore it. If you need more time above the clouds, just raise your right hand. Start heading down. And as you get to the first layer of clouds, find a cloud that you feel comfortable to land on and wait for me there. And when you get there, just raise your right hand. Beautiful. From there, we're going to head to the ocean. Gain some speed. And as you fly above the ocean, you might see whales and dolphins. Maybe even those hopping fish, jumping fish. There might be some sailboat. And we're heading deep into the ocean, and we're looking for an island that has a volcano, cliffs, waterfalls, beautiful white sandy shores, and a tropical forest. And you'll be able to see the smoke from the volcano from far away. And as you get to the island, hover above the volcano. And if there's anything you would like to get rid of, feel free to throw it into the volcano. From there, you're going to head and land on a cliff right by the waterfalls. Convert yourself back to human and start heading down towards the waterfalls. As you get closer, you might hear and feel the waterfall noise and the mist that is in the air. We're heading to the bottom of the cliff. And on the bottom we have all kind of hot water spring pools coming from deep inside Earth. Those are special healing water pools with healing minerals. If you're a water person, find a pool that you like and feel comfortable, and you're welcome to jump in and swim. If you don't want to go in the water, just sit by the water bank and enjoy and relax. And you're welcome to invite someone to join you while you're swimming. And while you're swimming or sitting by the water bank, you will see a bottle with a message floating towards you. Reach out and open the bottle and be present to the message that is inside. And you can take the message with you. And if you need more time swimming, raise your right hand. Otherwise, whenever you're ready, you can come out and dry yourself. And walk around looking for a place to meditate. When you find that place, create connection to the ground and the universe and those energetic connection. Could be made out of light, fire, mist, or any form that works for you. And you're welcome to invite your guardian angel to come down and support you. And I invite you to send all your questions to the Universal Library. And request vision and support around how to move forward. With everything you're dealing with. Feel free to ask more than one question. And whenever you're ready, you can disconnect the energetic connection. And start hiking to the top of the cliff. And as you get to the top of the mountain, you're going to notice a tree with gifts hanging from its branches. Reach out and take one gift box . Open it and be present. What gift you were gifted, and you can take the gift with you. From there, head to the top of the cliff, find the rock, look at the sun while standing on a rock, and let the sun warm your body. Notice if there are any areas of your body that are significantly warmer than others. And whenever you're ready, convert yourself back into a bird. Notice if you are the same bird you chose before, and it doesn't matter. And whenever you're ready, you can jump and fly above the ocean. This time, as we fly above the ocean, heading back home, the ocean will become a big screen TV, and scenes from your life will be playing there that requires healing and love. Take the powder that we took from the healing flower and spray it on whatever is playing on the screen, and notice how the background changes its colors. If you have more than one scene, you should have enough powder for whatever is playing on the ocean TV. When you see the mountain where we came from, you can land there, convert yourself back to human, and start hiking down. And as you hike down, you're going to find yourself in a playground. And the playground might look familiar or not, and it doesn't matter. And there's a swing set. And for some of you, someone will be waiting to play with you on a swing set, and some of you will play alone. However it is, it's perfect. If someone is waiting for you, play with them and engage in healing and loving conversation with them. Look behind you and notice who is pushing the swing and say thank you. Be present to the joy of the energy of being a child. And the adventure and exploration it brings with it. Notice if you can take this energy and bring it back into your life in whatever you're dealing with. Whenever you're ready, you can start heading towards the steps where we came from. When we get there is a bench there. You can have a seat and raise your right hand when you get there. Beautiful. And we're going to start the process of climbing up the steps. If there's anyone that went to a safe space, this is the time to join us. And I invite you to take the first step up. And as we take that step, you're welcome to open the door and go check on the artist, what he or she created for you. When you're present to the piece of art, pay attention to the details of it. Notice if there is something that does not belong there. Say thank you to them. And you're welcome to take that piece of art with you, if you can. Head back to the steps. And take another step up. This time looking backward. Noticing the world you're leaving behind you. Knowing that anytime you wish or want to, you have access to visit that world. I invite you to take another step up. This time we're going to open the door and we're going to walk quickly to the medicine man or woman in the village in the Amazons. and we're going to check on the medicine they have prepared for you. Please don't forget to ask for the ingredients so you can make the medicine later for yourself. Say thank you. If the medicine is for you, you're welcome to consume it. If it is for someone else in your life, please invite them to come and take it. Head back to the steps. And take another step up, this time being present to the commitment of the journey, that everything you experienced should be interpreted from the world and the energy of healing and love. And I invite you to stay committed to that commitment. And we're going to take another step up. And as we go up, we're going to open a door and you're going to find yourself in a flower garden. Walk to the place where you planted the energy of love and notice what's growing there. You are welcome to take part or a whole piece of what's growing there with you. And head back to the steps. Close the door behind you. And take another step up. This time being present to who you are is love, and you are perfect and complete just the way you are. On the next step, as we go up, you're going to open the door and you're going to find yourself in your house, in your bedroom, unpacking the suitcase or the backpack you took for the journey. Notice if anything entered your backpack or suitcase without you knowing about it. Head back to the steps. Close the door behind you. And take another step up. And slowly you can take the final two steps, and whenever you're ready, you can present yourself in a room, and as the energy of love is flowing in your body, you will feel the need to stretch and release that energy, and welcome back.